Hey everyone, it's the 15th, a Thursday in January of NT26.
We're in Luke chapter 5 today. Jesus calls his disciples. We see this throughout the next week. Jesus heals a man with leprosy. There's a cool story about Jesus healing a paralyzed guy that was brought to Jesus by his friends. And I want to focus on that next week because it is repeated again, I believe, in Mark chapter 2. We then see that Jesus calls Levi, and if you're new to your Bible, you might not be familiar with that, but Levi is Matthew, okay? And then at the end, Jesus's question about fasting, and I really struggled with which to talk about, whether eating with sinners or fasting. I think we'll cover fasting a little bit later, and we're going to focus on verses 27 to 32 today. I think I'll just start by reading them to you. It says, "After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. 'Follow me,' Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him." I want to pause there for just a minute and remind you that if you haven't yet watched The Chosen, you can download the app. It's a free app, and you will watch an incredible interaction between Jesus and Levi, or Jesus and Matthew, and you can see the struggle that Levi, being a tax collector who was despised by his own people, how he came to follow Jesus, and probably some of the inner turmoil that he had, as well as some of the rejection that he very well may have felt by the other disciples, because he was one of their own people but had been taking taxes from them for some time. So anyways, that's really cool. But we want to focus on 29 to 32 today. It says, "Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and all the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained to his disciples, 'Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?' Jesus answered them," these are amazing words, listen, "'It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'" There's a couple things I just want to talk to you quickly about. First of all, Jesus is making very clear that he didn't come for the people who thought they had it all figured out spiritually. Jesus came for the rest of us who admittedly are sinners in need of a Savior. So Jesus, the master physician, didn't come to heal people who thought they were healed already or people who were healed already. Jesus came to save those who were not yet saved. Similarly, the church, let's think about this in terms of the purpose of the church. If we are to fulfill Jesus' mission, then we need to understand that we are not a place to be a holy huddle, as I've said before, for Christians, but a place that non-Christians can come and feel loved, and that the church, if Jesus is the physician and has come for sinners and those who are sick, the church should be the hospital. So let's think of the church as that, and let's not get too comfortable in church. Let's use the church as a place to bring people and lead them to Jesus and healing in their lives. There's one other thing I want to talk to you about today, and there are a lot of people who use this passage right here as justification for us to go party, to go spend time with sinners, people who are far from God, that we should go do that. And I have a couple thoughts on that. First of all, the Bible makes very clear that that bad company corrupts good character. Okay? So yes, it should be our final goal that we are so strong in our faith that we can be around a lot of sin and yet not fall into that sin. But so many Christians have fallen into a life of sin again because they allow themselves to be put in situations where the temptation is just too much for them, or they feel like it's too much. So I really want you to think about using wisdom. We are to reach a lost world. I think some of the ways we can reach a lost world is something I already mentioned, bringing people to church, inviting them into God's family. And the other is making sure that you bring them into your environment instead of them bringing you into theirs. Not that we can't go into their environment, but I think it's important that we really look at how can we best keep our faith. Because if we lose our faith and fall into the same sin as those who aren't saved, then neither one of us are going to be where we need to be. So think about that today. Jesus was able to spend a lot of time with people who were actively engaging in sin for one reason. He was God. He was strong enough. He never sinned. So ask yourself that. What situations do I put myself in that would cause me to sin, or the temptation would be high? And if you can think of those, stay away from those situations. We are to reach others. Jesus said he's come to call the sinners, and that's what he calls us to do too. Have a wonderful reading today of Luke chapter 5, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.